You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Sacramento's Red Museum hosts a DIY music festival this weekend. It's called Red X Volume 2. You might not know the Red Museum or some of the terrific local performers that will be on stage. So sound advice this week is a preview. In the studio with me, Red Museum co-founders Jennifer Jackson. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
And Brett Loper. Hi, Brett.
Hello.
Glad to have you both back with us.
Thank you.
So for that FYI, what is Red Museum, Jennifer?
Well, the Red Museum is a warehouse in downtown Sacramento that we've converted into a DIY art space. So we have artists and musicians that use the space all year to create their art. And then sometimes we throw events. And this is our second annual fundraiser to help us keep operating throughout the year and keep providing events and unique experiences for the community.
Here's a bit of the music you'll hear this weekend. Let's go to the first clip and we'll talk about it in a moment. Right, Brett, we've got everybody dancing. You're on.
That was the artist Tino Drima, and the song was called I Want to Be Your Mantra. They're San Francisco-based sextet led by Gregory DiMartino, and they're on the local label of Friendship Fever, and they have a little bit more of an indie rock bent. I think one of the more singular features of Tino Drima is DiMartino's yelpy howl, which somehow manages to toe this line between the charisma of doo-wop and the grit of garage rock.
Can you try to do it? Can you try to do the howl?
I won't.
Oh,
not
come
on air.
On.
I've heard it. I know he can.
You know he can?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think he can too. So the festival is between 3 and 11 this Saturday at the Red Museum. Do you know the times for the bands that we're going to talk about?
We do. And okay. and the list, I think, will be on the website at
okay.
that time.
So Tino Drima is?
I think they're at 5 o'clock. 5
right.
or 5:30. Sorry.
Somewhere
okay.
in that region.
All right. Let's hear a little more music.
In this tunnel, there's a light, but it's shining on the other side of time. But now standing, I'm alright. Yeah, got me one good place I can hide.
That's Trey Burt. What else?
Trey Burt and his tune called Franklin's Tunnel. Over the course of the last year or so, he's kind of morphed into Sacramento's de facto troubadour. And like the best troubadours of the past, he kind of weds this arresting and visceral like narrative style on his songs.
We're kind of excited about him. He's going to debut his first full-length album with us on November 2nd.
You're in for a real treat. He's got a really compelling stage presence and kind of like exudes this wisdom well beyond his years.
Mm. Cool. All right, next clip. Going out on a limb here, but it sounds like a good nighttime band.
That's right.
They're our headliner.
Great. Yeah, we're really excited about Sherry Glazer. That song's had $10. They are actually from LA, and they just got named Best Indie Band in LA by LA Weekly.
Isn't that so funny how you can feel it?
Yeah.
You just feel it in the music.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
We're really excited. The lead singer, Clementine Creevy, is like this amazing feminist icon, and she's collaborated with Death Grips and Tyler the Creator and a lot of artists across spectrums outside of music too. So we're really excited that her energy is going to be there.
That is Jennifer Jackson. I'm also talking with Brett Loper. They are co-founders of the Red Museum in Sacramento, hosting this artist's warehouse concert. It is Saturday night, 3 to 11. Let's hear a little more music.
Naturally it dwells in you.
before 10 a.m.
That's great. That'll wake you up, won't it?
All right. So that's Drug Apartments?
That's Drug Apartments. Yeah, they're a Sacramento-based noise rock quartet, and they're fronted by this incendiary songstress named Winnie Ketchel. And Drug Apartment sets at the Red Museum are these really cathartic experiences.
Good word for it.
Yes. Yeah. It's a lot of kinetic energy, and you're kind of exhausted by the end of it in the most sublime of ways.
Okay, well, I'm not yet, so I could probably take a little bit more. But hey, we have one more band to feature and one more clip, so let's go to the music. Somebody is saying, I know that sound. That band has been on with Nick Bruner on Hey Listen.
Oh, you're absolutely right. That was Make Believe. He is a local electronic musician named Skylar Peterson, and he kind of infuses this colorful production style that's very meticulous and detail-oriented with these auto-tune vocals. And what I really like about his music is that he... sometimes the electronic aesthetic kind of be a little alienating, but he executes it with this humanity and grace that I kind of feel like you can call his own.
Colorful is a good word. There is a friendliness, too, like an invitation to the music.
Just like him.
Yeah.
I think that was from the Tiny Desk submission, too, to the Tiny Desk concert contest hosted by NPR. So what's the rest of the atmosphere around the music, Jennifer?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually... there's a lot of experiences going on. We have some art installations. We have an artist who's a sculpture student at Sac State, Chris Duffy. He's going to be doing a 24-hour build of these larger-than-life wooden sculptures.
Wow.
We'll also have the Road Virus, which is a bus that's converted into a kind of alternative reading library experience. And they're going to be there.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to say one more time, it's at the Red Museum. It's the Red X Volume 2, Saturday from 3 to midnight. We'll post links on the website because you have a lot of space for a lot of people.
We do.
That's right.
Thank you so much for bringing the music and a little chance to talk about Red Museum.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for having us.
Jennifer Jackson and Brett Loper. And that's this week's Sound Advice. In fact, that's Insight for this week. There'll be special programming tomorrow, and we're back with a live show on Monday. Thanks to Jen Picard, Cody Drabble, Bert Johnson, Mark Jones, Anthony Van Hook today. Our executive producer is Joe Barr. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.